Well, good morning, my friends. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's just rejoice and be glad in it. Today is December the 11th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Today's wonder entry is titled this, Patience in the Developing. Our scripture, one verse, Luke chapter 1, verse 38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her. Consider this. My wife and I recently came across a box in our attic that had been taped up for quite some time. And in it, we made a rather surprising and dated discovery. We found several tubes containing undeveloped 35 millimeter film canisters. Now, if you don't know what that is, young people, go ahead and Google that. You'll want to look it up. Now, there is a memory. Does anybody else remember taking pictures with your Kodak cameras? There was nothing quite like the elation of clicking that last photo only to hear the whir of the 35 millimeter film advancing to the end. But wait, there's more. Next was the thrill of popping that canister out, taking it to the local drugstore or pharmacy, and waiting 5 to 7 days to get the pictures developed and returned, only to find that your thumb was over the lens and half the pictures were unusable. Hey, at least that was my experience. Of course, today, it's a completely different world, right? We no longer need a camera because a vast majority of us have one on our own phones. We simply see the moment, snap, we take the picture with our phone, and it's ready for immediate viewing. There's no more waiting. And the added bonus, if you don't like it, delete it. And try again. Is the coloring off? No worries. You can instantly fix that as well. Look, there are certainly advantages to our technology today. There is no denying that. Yet, I also can't help but wonder if we've become addicted to the instant viewing. Maybe, just maybe, we have lost the wonder found in the yet to be developed. When it comes to getting the full picture of what God might be doing in our lives, look, we all want the God of instant delivery. Make the request, bing, it's delivered same-day service on the doorsteps of our heart. But what I've found is that God rarely works that quickly. Perhaps there's great beauty to be found in the waiting and watching the picture that God is developing in our stories over time. You know, the older I get, the more I'm starting to see that my faith story is more like that 35 millimeter film canister than a digital photo. When seasons of doubt, insecurity, and anxiety take place, I just have to pause and remember that what I may not see now in time, God will develop that picture for me. The more I wait in patience, little by little, it comes into view. And the secret is this, trust Him and just be patient in the waiting. Having heard the incredible news that she was favored, that no word from God would ever fail, that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and through her womb the Messiah would come, Mary simply responded with the following, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. Listen, I never cease to be challenged by Mary's trusting, steadfast, and childlike faith. Bible commentator William Barclay said this of her response, Mary's submission is a very lovely thing. Whatever God says, I accept. Mary had learned to forget the world's commonest prayer, thy will be changed, and to pray the world's greatest prayer, thy will be done. So today, can I encourage us all, let's rest in the waiting. Let's pray. God of wonder, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, these words, give us this day our daily bread, meaning we trust that today you're giving us exactly what we need, no more, no less. So would you help us to be content in today because you are already meeting our needs found in tomorrow. Amen. Here are your questions today. What are the areas of your life that are still in development? And where is God saying to you, be patient in the waiting? For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.